Why wouldn't you see anything new with the site capacity? I have, as you may know, activated the site capacity for many people. The site is a bundle of 8 capacities to see, including foresight, being able to see the steps all the way to the target you see, and seeing what's happening as the observer, not as an involved participant. Some of the people whose capacity I helped open are not seeing any changes. So this article is going to be about why wouldn't you see anything different, anything new, after you had the 8 capacities opened, and how you could. Any ideas before I start? No? One of the things that no one has brought up yet is this: if you want to see different, you need to look differently. Most of us know only 2 kinds of looking: automatic, and forced. The forced looking isn't interested in seeing, it is interested in finding. The seeker's mistake. It has that pesky wanting. What's the issue with wanting? Wanting is intimately connected to knowing. Knowing what you should want. And therefore nothing new can ever show up. Because knowing blocks anything not itself. And blocking seems to be the biggest issue all around. Whatever you think you know won't allow anything else to enter the picture. In every single component of the site capacity, what renders it non-working, or seemingly not working, is this knowing. You know what you should see, what you want to see, what you have been seeing, and that knowing blocks what you could see if you didn't have the want there. Blocking. That wanting comes from something deeper though. In this work we always try to get to the root of things. Just like with weeds, unless you pull the roots, unless you get rid of the seeds, the weed will continue to proliferate. So what is underneath wanting is the notion that you are something. Something special, something smart. Something that can want and does want. You don't allow life to be life without you. You don't allow others to be without you. Just like when you take a picture, you put yourself into the foreground of every scenery. Even if you don't visibly put yourself there, you still do. This is what I saw. This is the picture I took. Blah blah blah. So if you keep on seeing what you have always seen, you can be sure you keep on knowing what you have always known. The hardest thing, in my experience, is to let go of knowing. It is the case everywhere, with everything. What is the opposite of that knowing? If you said not knowing, you are still stuck in knowing. Because you know that you don't know. So it is still knowing. The opposite of knowing, the opposite of not knowing, the opposite of not seeing is allowing. Allowing is a volitional act. It takes all you've got. It takes all I've got, that is how I know. Because it is an act, you can count it. You can count it against all the opportunities. What's an opportunity for allowing? Every time you know something, it's an opportunity. An opportunity for allowing. Allowing is a kind of blurring what you know. It is there but it is not dominating. It is vague. And allows for something to emerge that when what you know is sharp will not be noticed. I just muscle tested. I personally allow 30% in those opportunities. Why only 30%? My guess is that I don't notice that I know. If I have ever said something to you that I had said it before, it's because I didn't notice that I knew. And therefore I didn't allow for something new to emerge. I apologize. And ultimately that is the issue with tree of knowledge. It kills life. It blocks anything other than what you think you know. So what does being no thing have to do with this? No thing doesn't know. Only something knows. So the moment you go into I am no thing, the knowing drops. If it doesn't, then you didn't go into no thing. You wanted to go there, but wanting and knowing are twin brothers. Only something wants. And wanting kills the chance to go into no thing. Ugh. Right? It seems you can't win. Yeah, you can't win. Because you is the signifier of you being something, wanting to be something, knowing to be something. Now you see why so few people are in the 1000 segment of humanity. One particularly hard to see way to be something, you say, I am nothing, and then you be that. Nothing is the something. Special? Heroic? Generous? Superior? Hell yeah. When you manage to go to no thing, you actually physically feel, if you feel anything, a drop. To those who are in touch with their feelings, it is obvious. To really feel, you need to give up living in your mind and move back to the body, at least some of the time. When I prepare myself to fall asleep, I have to do that consciously, move out of my head by dropping my jaw. The dissipation of tension in my face, in my neck is dramatic. You can practice it during the day. The more you practice, the better you get in it. It is the same drop as the drop you experience when you go into no thing. Only the mind thinks that you are something. The body knows that you are no thing. Then what are you if you are not something? Energy. Did I hear F-U-C-K? But saying, thinking, knowing that you are energy is still having being energy as being something. Not no thing. But you can do it. Even if it is hard. Carl Jung said, man needs difficulties. They are necessary for health. What he may mean by health is the state where you feel alive. In the sight challenge, the ongoing challenge is to let go of knowing what you should see. How it should look, feel, manifest. And allow life to unfold the way life wants to unfold. You can practice this with or without the sight capacities. You can practice this with or without the allowing capacity being activated. With or without your anchor to wanting pulled. Really. It is part of being alive. I am going to get more conscious of my opportunities myself. Why? Because I have a sneaking suspicion that how I am in my own way is being so darn smart and already knowing about everything. If you think you are willing to give it a whirl, I'd appreciate a comment, an email, to let me know. Not an obligation. No. It is an opportunity. Whichever part of this process you can see, the knowing, the wanting to be something, the not allowing, the many I, me, myself, mine in the picture, is the perfect way for you to start. No matter where you live, where you are in your journey, what you have or haven't accomplished, doing these steps is the most important thing you can do for a life that blossoms. If you feel generous, you can also use a social media platform to declare. And if you are curious of what made you know what made you want, sign up to the upcoming workshop. Wednesday next week, mid-afternoon my time. Noon for West Coast people, 9 p.m. for Europe. We'll go back to the beginning of your story. We go back to the birth of the want.